Letting the body be at home on the ground. The mind welcome. What if there's nothing wrong or right? Then what guides us? What do we stay true to? Starting to feel for the texture of being in touch with what's more real, more alive. More simple, honest. Feeling the texture of habit and worry. And how's the atmosphere of ease? Life living itself. Feeling the power of habit and fear, and then feeling for a more sweet kind of underground pull towards openness and simplicity, just being here. It's not a fight against habit. It's not a fight against thinking. But remembering or tuning into a different dimension, a different channel. That's not picking up a fight at all. But it's not being washed by habit, washed downstream, pushed around. So there's the staying simple and true with just belly or breath or ground or sound. And there's our deep wish for this lifetime. To be at peace. To feel complete. At ease, at home, loved, clear. from time to time during the day, as much as you like. You can tune into that deep wish, sometimes with the help of words. You can allow the word to come to the surface, peace. Liberation. Joy. Or we can say, may I be at ease. No matter what. And like ringing a bell, you can say the word or the words and then let it ring in all the cells. Waking up this deep wish, which is a knowing of what life is. Reminding ourselves we have permission to live that life. Another way to feel our way out of the strong pull current of habit. And remember a more subtle true current. Feeling in the body, if possible, what kind of lights up when you find the right word for you or words, and you ring that bell. What does it feel like in the body? In this exploration, it may happen as we come into the body, being in touch with what we love most in life, what's most important. Lightness. Silkiness. Empowered care. Ground. Openness. Finding what it is for you and what it feels like in you. and what helps remind you that that is what life is. Not for later, not for some other day, not for the end. Not after we've earned it, but just now. And even if there is difficulty in the body or negativity in the mind, that's so easy to go to, so easy for that to dominate. Still, we can feel for a wish for ease or peace, no matter what. Happiness for no reason. Lightness that can handle even serious situations. And then to really switch the channel so that we can really seriously devote time and energy to feeling, tuning into that sweetness or silkiness or openness or groundedness, whatever you feel. When you connect with what's most important. When we connect to that feeling, we remember that possibility. Leave room for that wish or subtle current of knowing. An image may come or a memory may come that can be helpful. To come more fully into that, to let that chemistry flow in the blood. Clarity, joy, calm, freedom. Lightness. Taking some time now or later today, if you wish, only to find more connection and closeness with what you know is important, what you would live by and in, and what word, if any, helps you connect, if there's an image or a memory of feeling that lightness or freedom, carefree dignity. And then to dedicate ourselves to staying with that, maybe gently repeating the words. Connecting to the texture. Ease. Powerful stillness. Liberation. Allowed to wish, to tune in to what's important, and to let that take over and be our atmosphere. May I be at ease. In powerful stillness. Liberated. If it's hard to wish directly to yourself, may I be well, may I be joyful, can imagine yourself as a child, where it's easier to feel how that child doesn't need to earn happiness or freedom. Or you could imagine someone whom you love and respect, who loves and respects you, as if that person would be present in the hall. Wishing you that deep peace, silkiness, openness, freedom. Now or later in the day to explore this method if you wish. And otherwise feeling also free to just rest into the hammock of now. Receiving the current of life. Unpredictable and simple, ordinary, electric. not at a fight with the mind. Interested in the mysterious arrival of thought, from where, made of what. Briefly feeling the tone of that thinking and then coming back into more direct experience. As if resting our head on the pillow of the lower belly. A little more firmly, a little more relaxed.